European leaders are condemning Russia today for disrupting energy supplies headed for their countries for the second year in a row. Yesterday, Moscow shut down a major oil supply pipeline that runs through its neighbor, Belarus. As NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports, the effect of a trade dispute between those countries is now spreading westward.
Europe gets 30% of its oil supplies from Russia, half of which comes through the Soviet-era Druzhba, or friendship, pipeline that crosses Belarus. That's about 1 million barrels of oil a day. European Union Commission President José Manuel Barroso today sharply criticized Moscow's shutdown.
It is not acceptable for either supplier or transit countries to take measures that impact on their partners without consultation. And this, of course, is a matter of concern for us.
Barroso spoke in Berlin with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who said Moscow's move has further hurt its reputation as a reliable energy supplier. Merkel renewed a call for Europe to diversify its energy sources. But Russia's spat with Belarus shows no signs of abating. A high-level delegation from Belarus is in Moscow, but the two sides are so far apart, negotiations have yet to start. While Russian President Vladimir Putin put pressure on Minsk to back down by ordering his cabinet to consider reducing oil production, a move intended to prevent an oil backup inside Russia.
I order the government to develop a series of measures aimed at protecting the Russian economy. It should concern all aspects of our cooperation with our partners, in this case, including Belarus.
Russia's trade dispute with Belarus began this month after Moscow more than doubled the amount it charges Minsk for natural gas. The Belarusians introduced a hefty oil transit tax in retaliation, and Russia says Minsk began siphoning off oil last week as payment. Russian officials say they had no choice but to cut off supplies. The pipeline shutoff has disrupted oil deliveries to a number of European countries, particularly Germany and Poland, which gets more than 90% of its oil from Russia. But EU officials say while they're seriously concerned about the stoppage, there's no immediate danger. EU energy spokesman Ferran Taradeas Espini says member states have stockpiled supplies that can meet demand for a while.
And at the same time, he's the one that can provide the necessary information for the Commission to decide to release our strategic oil reserves that were constituted in the 70s and that obliged every member state to have 90 days of consumption in reserves of oil in case that there is a physical interruption of supply, like in this case.
The Russia-Belarus trade dispute was prompted by Moscow's decision to end huge Soviet-era energy subsidies to its once close ally. Former Belarusian President Stanislav Shushkevich says Moscow's largesse has helped authoritarian leader Alexander Lukashenko maintain power for more than a decade.
Lukashenko is ready to undertake anything, including provocative acts and, in this case, outright international blackmail in order to stay in power.
Energy analysts have criticized Russia for threatening European energy security by punishing Lukashenko. Just 1 year after a pipeline shut off to neighbor Ukraine disrupted natural gas supplies to Europe. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.